This has been The Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Series 1, 02284 Identification. The summer driving season is in full swing, and next our thoughts will turn to Over the River and Through the Wood to Grandmother's House We Go. In modern America, that might be a trip to Florida or a ski excursion to Colorado. If you make that holiday drive, it's more important than ever to visit Import Auto Maintenance and let them give your vehicle a once-over lightly. Let them visually inspect those belts, hoses, including that all-important braking system, before that dreaded check engine light comes on. Why wait for something to fail? Practice a little preventive maintenance. No onboard computer can predict any part failing. That device only tells you after the fact that may be too late. Visit importautomaintenance.com and look for the $20 first visit coupon. Call Sam at 615-521-2590. Ask for the pre-holiday inspection special or swing by 308 Craighead Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203 for your navigator. For us old-time Nashville, that's Melrose. Craighead connects Nolansville Road and Franklin Road, 8th Avenue South. Call Sam, 615-521-2590. Ask for the pre-holiday inspection special. Oh, it's okay to talk to Art, too. How can we celebrate AI in content creation when we can't feel a safe self-driving automobile? My review of Road to Nowhere. This is the Wizard of iPhone speaking. It's hard to know where to begin, my review of Road to Nowhere. So much of what passes for wisdom in this book is just out of sync with reality. Or as Copernicus expressed it, and here I quote, "To know what we don't know is the beginning of wisdom," end of quote. In this case, the author knows so little it's hard to fathom. The first part of the book is a detailed description of how rideshare became the first base of the gig economy from its inception in San Francisco. It then moved quickly into a detailed discussion of the self-driving or autonomous vehicles, and I think he has the chronology of wrong. The idea of the self-driving automobile predates Uber by at least a generation or more. It was a feature of the world of tomorrow. Thank you, General Motors and the New York World's Fair, 1939-41. In the main, it's a problem of perception. When you operate a vehicle, a human has a much wider scope of vision. FYI, I bought a new dash cam and its 138 degrees vision is narrow compared to my normal. Another problem is too much diverse data, just like the recent NORAD failure to discover the now famous Chinese balloon incident. Too soft to target, Herr Mozart. NORAD is looking for missiles and aircraft, fast-moving, hard targets. To autonomous vehicles, the pedestrian has the same problem, a slow-moving, soft target. Solution? Everyone should wear radar-reflective clothing. What's unique about today's self-driving vehicles is the concept of fudging facts. If the facts don't fit your success narrative, adjust the facts. Enforce the fit. Make it up. So while this tome is a good read for recent history, I think the writer needs to return to school and brush up on critical thinking and logic. 2 + 2 is never 5, no matter how good you might feel about it.
Hi, it's Lily Hudson with your healthy eating tip of the week. If you find that you've eaten a sufficient quantity of food, and you still feel hungry, it might actually be that you need digestive enzymes. That's right, sad to say, but that's one of the things that we don't make as much of as we get a little bit older. So check in with a good nutritionist, a dietitian, or your doctor. See if your doctor can direct you to someone that can help you figure out what enzymes you need so that you can better gauge what is hunger and what is actually digestion. This is Lily Hudson. See you next time.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. This is added content for my review of Road to Nowhere. I picked up the book once more and found the third part was devoted to Elon Musk and his transportation shenanigans. Nikola Tesla was a genius. Elon Musk, not so much, except that he thinks he's a reincarnation of Leonardo da Vinci. Everybody loves good old Leonardo. In addition to being an artist, i.e. The Last Supper and Mona Lisa, his futuristic designs made him famous. Problema, a little Spanish lingo here. Most of his designs were unworkable. For example, he envisioned manpower flight using a, quote, rowing machine, end of quote. Manpowered flight had to wait for the invention of the bicycle and the vinyl envelope. Or a parachute with a wooden canopy. Another non-starter. So it is with Elon Musk's transportation ideas, such as a series of narrow tunnels under L.A., kind of like that Looney Tunes one-way tunnel proposed by our own Mayor Megan Barry. He's still working on Spaceship One, a one-way trip to Mars. I take back my previous comments about Road to Nowhere. It's an entertaining tour of misguided digital transportation nonsense. This has been The Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Series 1, 02284 Identification.